The answer is yes, he had gvirim. He always cried poverty. He always kept the yeshiva on a very short leash in terms of mominess. He himself kept his own self on even shorter leash. He lived bedachkus, tremendous poverty. There was a story, Rav Volba said it over, and I've seen it printed many times. He had a gvir somewhere in Ukraine, and during the war, he had to travel on a train to get there, and there were soldiers looking for people to beat up, and he hid in a cargo section under a lot of cargo till the ride was over. Like, that was a story about his Mesiras Nefesh, so he had particular people. I don't know if the big part of the budget was covered, but he did have people that gave him at certain times, you know, substantial amounts. But he always was pushing for more and never happy with what was, so.
Yeah, like you said, yeah.
His name was Reina Karpilov. He was killed in the war. He was killed in the war. He was considered to be the most chashev. He has grandchildren, so Belensky. Those are his children. What?
Belensky?
No, not that. They live in Petah Tikva. The father and the son, there's a Baruch Mordechai Zrachi. He's a son-in-law. That's the...
And why didn't he go? Why wasn't he with the yeshiva to the Shanghai?
Because he had some sort of personal documents he felt would be better. Reb Chaim Shlomitz always spoke about it, that the people will try to forge out on their own, ended up being killed. He was one of them. You know, this the yeshiva's scheme was a wild scheme. It was a crazy scheme. So
he got killed with Lithuania.
I don't know. I'm not sure. There wasn't Lithuania. It was the mayor was. I'm not sure if he made
Poland.
It. Right. The mayor was Poland.
No, but the question is, they all went to Vilna.
Yes. I'm not sure where he went.